Okay, let's start our discussions of Sefer Yeshayahu. Sefer Yeshayahu, one of the most amazing Sfarim. Every Sefer in Tanakh is amazing. And as we like to mention, the Rashi in Parshas Kisisa, that a Kamal Chacham has to be a Baki, B'chaf Dalat Sefer Tanakh, and every Jew has to be a Baki. This is the basis of it all. Tanakh is the basis of it all, as we spoke about in the introductory shir of all of our Tanakh Shiurim. And now we continue with Yeshayahu. We will start today with an overview or a little introduction to the Sefer before we start Perek Aleph. Yeshayahu Anavi was a Navi in the days of four kings, as the Pasuk tells us in the beginning of Sefer Yeshayahu, in the times of Uzziyahu. We learned all about these in Sefer Malachim, and we will review a number of the stories as we go through the Sefer. Uzziyahu, Yotam, Achaz, and Chizkiyahu. He, according to Chazal, lived for 120 years. For 86 of those years, he was a public Navi. The Sefer Yeshayahu has more haftoras from it than any other Sefer. Most famously, the Shiva Denachemta, the seven haftoras after Tisha B'Av, all come from Sefer Yeshayahu, all of Nechama. It probably has more songs that come from it in terms of famous psukim than any other Sefer as well. He lived about 150 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. This is when these kings lived. As the Pasuk tells us, the Gemara Pesachim tells us on Daf Pei Zayin that there were four Nevi'im that prophesied at the same time. Four Nevi'im, Pei Zayin, Amud Aleph, towards the bottom. The Elohein, Hoshea, Yeshayahu, Amos, Umicha. Those four, Hoshea prophesies to the northern, the Malchei Yisrael, the northern kingdom, and Yeshayahu prophesies to Malchei Yehuda, Yehuda and Binyamin. Yeshayahu's Nevuah represented a new type of Nevuah in terms of Tochen. Up until now, right, they've been Nevi'im for a long time and leaders for a long time, starting with Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you follow the laws of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll get rewarded, and if not, you'll be punished. But the punishment up until now was, let's say that was said to David and to Shlomo and to the others, if you do badly, so then the nations that are around Eretz Yisrael are going to come to attack, and you'll have to pay taxes, and you'll be servants, and you'll be slaves. But Yeshayahu comes along and says a new type of Nevuah. If you do not listen, this is going to lead to Churban Beis HaMikdash, is going to lead to Galus. This is another stage of history which Yeshayahu was prophesizing about. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Bava Basra that all of the Sifrei Nevi'im had authors. The Gemara goes through each one, on Yud Dalet Amud Beis, Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Mi Kasvan, who wrote all of the Svarim? So the Gemara goes through, Moshe, Kasav, Sifro, Parshas Bilam, Ve'Iov. Moshe wrote the Torah and Iov, says the Gemara, at least according to this opinion. The Gemara later, after that, has 10 different opinions when exactly Iov lived. Yoshua Kasav Sifro. Yoshua wrote his Sefer in the last 8 psukim in the Torah, which is a Machlokas Tanaim. Shmuel Kasav Sifro. Vishoftim Verus. Shmuel wrote those. Those were the early, even though Rus is in Ksuvim. But if you think about what Svarim were around in the days of David HaMelech, what Svarim did David have on his shelf? So he had a Torah, he had a Sefer Yehoshua, he had a Sefer Shoftim, he had a Sefer Rus. And that's it. Shmuel, he was Sefer Shmuel. That's what was evolved. That's all he had. David Kasav, maybe he had an Eov, according to the opinion that Eov was written by Moshe. David Kasav Sefer Tehillim, the Asar Zakenim. David wrote Tehillim with the help of the 10 others, Adam Arishon, Malki Tzedek, Avram, all the people that David quotes. Here we go. Yirmiyahu Kasav Sifro, V'Sefer Malachim V'Kinos. Yirmiyahu wrote his Sefer, Yirmiyahu, we'll get to that, by the Hashem, and Sefer Malachim, and Kinos, which is the Chazal's way of saying Eicha. Chizkiyah v'siyato, Chizkiyah HaMelech, and his group with him, Kasvu, they wrote Yeshayahu, Mishlei, Shir HaShirim, and Koheles. He wrote, so Chizkiyah v'siyato gets the credit for writing the Sefer that we are embarking on. Why didn't Yeshayahu write his own Sefer? Right, all the others, Shmuel wrote Shmuel, and Yirmiyahu wrote Yirmiyahu. Right, so why? And Yoshua wrote Yoshua. Right, so why didn't Yeshayahu write Yeshayahu? So Rashi explains, as we're going to see, because Yeshayahu was killed. He was killed by Menashe, his own grandson. Menashe HaMelech, one of the worst kings. So Rashi explains that here in Bava Basra, Shahargo Menashe, Velokazav Sifro, Shalohayu HaNevi'im Kosvim Sifreim, Elalafim Moson. When did all the Nevi'im write their Nevuahs down? Right, close to the end of their lives. But Yeshayahu was killed. So therefore, he didn't have a chance to write it, and therefore others wrote it. There's a mystery. So one of the Achronim discussed, a Navi could write his own Nevuahs, but how did someone else? They knew all of Yeshayahu's Nevuah verbatim. They knew exactly the Tochen. They remembered everything. So it's a Kasha, but that's what the Gemara says, that he was killed. The Gemara in Yevamis fills in some details about the death when Menashe killed Yeshayahu, which it does not say explicitly. Does not say explicitly in the text of the Navi. We learned about this, if you remember, in Sefer Malachim. Many of the stories, many of the Shiurim Be'ez Hashem over the next couple of weeks, when we discuss Yeshayahu, is going to refer back to the stories of Sefer Malachim Beis. So it's a good idea to have that those stories clear in our mind as we learn Sefer Yeshayahu and as we learn Sefer Divrei Hayamim and all of the Svarim that overlap. Says the Gemara, Mem Tes Amid Beis in Yevamos. Amar Rava, Maiden Dainiv Akatzlei. Amar Le, Menashe HaMelech decided to kill Yeshayahu, the Navi, the Gadol Hador, and his own grandfather. Amar Le, Moshe Rabcha Amar, why did he kill him? This is the conversation. He said, Moshe, your Rebbe, Yeshayahu says, Kilo Yirani Adam Vacha, you can't live if you see God. V'yata Marta, and you said, Yeshayahu Perek Vav, one of the most famous prakim in all of Sefer Yeshayahu, the Maisim Merkava. Yechezkel had his own version of the Maisa Merkava, and Yeshayahu had his version of the Maisa Merkava. We'll get to that in Perek Vav. That's where really Yeshayahu becomes a Navi, as we'll see. So he says, you say that you saw God, but that means you can't live. Moshe, Rab Chamar, your Rebbe, Moshe says, Mi Kashem Elokeinu, Bechol Kareinu Elav. Right, Moshe says, whenever you call to Hashem, V'yata Amarta, and you say, Dirshu Hashem, Behimatzo. Right, the last parak. Right, not the last parak, towards the second half of the Sefer. Right, we read on a fast day. Be'ozo, Dirshu Hashem, Behimatzo. Hashem is closer, and sometimes it's against the Torah. Moshe, Rabcha Amar, Esmis Par Yamecha Amalei, V'zos, V'ata Amarta, V'hosafti Al Yamecha, Chameshas Reshana. Right, the story in Brachas Davyud, where Chizkiyahu was on his deathbed, and Yeshayahu added on 15 years to his life. We'll talk about that story. Amar, Yeshayahu says to himself, Yadana Beidolo Makabel Mada Imale, I can't just try to go explaining. You can only ask and give an answer to someone who asks a question. If somebody's giving an answer in question form, he's not really interested in an answer, and therefore Yeshayahu knew he shouldn't even open the conversation. V'yemale Ashav Yemezit. And if I warn him about this, then it'll even be worse. Mezit. Amar Shem, so Yeshayahu Navi said, Hashem Hashem, Ivla Ba'arza, he became a tree. Asuel Arzav and Asrua and Menashe cut up the tree and he killed him. Kimata lahadi puma noach nafshe bishum to Amar, and he says when he came to his mouth, that's when he died. Bishum to Amar, we'll have to talk about this to Hashem later on, where Yeshayahu says, who am I to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm a tamei person. Ubitoch am tamei svatayim anochi yoshev. We'll have to see that he was punished for that, for calling the am tamei, besides saying that he himself was tamei. But either way, that is the story of why Chizkiyo had to write Sefer Yeshayahu, and Yeshayahu did not, because he was killed by Menashe. Yeshayahu's Nevuah, much of his writings resonate very deeply with us if we really focus on them. The Gemara in Megillah tells us, we know in Daf Yadalad, that there were many, many Nevi'im, many thousands of Nevi'im throughout history, but only 48 of them had their words recorded, and that we know of, 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os. Why is that? Because these Nevi'im have something to tell us for Doros. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah that naturally, Nevuah is something that could be gotten naturally. Right? There is a discussion of this by the Rambam's Shita in Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah, ve'efshar v'hanavi, efshar shetiyeh nevuaso la'atzmo bilvad, la'archiv libo, u'lahosif daito. Sometimes the Navi will have a vision just for himself, to be mosif da'at, ad sheyeda mashalo haya yodea, me'osan advar magdolim, to clue him in to some intellectual issues that he was wondering about, ve'efshar sheyishulach la'am me'am haaretz. And sometimes it's possible that he'll be sent to the Am, o la'an she'ir, o mamlacha, right, let's say Yonah, Livonain Otam, Ulaho to Libonain Otam, to give them Bina, to give them insight, Ulahodia Mayasu, Olim Noah Osami Maisam Aram Shabiadayam, Ukshimishalkan Oso, Nosin Lo Oso Mofes, Kadesha Yedu Haam, Shakel Shalcho BMS. There are different types of Nevi'im, but the Rambam clearly says that Nevuah is something natural, says the Rambam earlier in that parak, in the beginning of Parak Zayin. He says, "Kishikanis lapardis, v'mashech ba'osan ha'enyanos hagadolos." harachokim, v'tielo das nechod alav nilhasik, when somebody perfects themselves and understands, has the das, fumis kadesh v'holechu poresh midarke klala'am ha'ochim b'machashaki asman, and they separate themselves from going in the darkness and sleepwalking through life, v'holechu mizareiz atzmo, u'melameid nafsho, sh'tlo tielo machshava klal be'echon midvarim b'teilim, v'lo mehevle asman v'tach polosav, and they're not part of the world in terms of the hevel, but daito tamid pnuya l'malak shura tachas kikisei lahavin ba'osan atzuros hakadosh v'taoros. The metaphysics miyad says the Rambam, when somebody decides that and does it, ruach hakodesh shora olav ubeisha tenuach olav aruach tisariv nafsho b'ma'alas hamalachim. He's connected to the malachim. Hanikram ishim v'yehafech leishacher. He becomes a different person. V'yavin b'daitosh eno kamo shahaya. He becomes different, like it says by Shaul HaMelech. So that's Nevi'im in general. But there were thousands of them, the Gemara says, but most of them we don't know about, because there were only certain ones that were picked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the ones to carry a message to Klal Yisrael. And that's what the Mefarshim point out, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and others, that Nevi'im earlier, originally were called Ro'im, as the Pasuk says in Sefer Shmuel. Roa, because they could see themselves, but they weren't given a message for the masses. A Navi, that's already something different. Rav Schwab points this out in the Sefer on Chumash, in Parshas Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, not Rav Schwab, we'll get to Rav Schwab. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points this out in Parshas Vayera, where Hashem tells the Avimelech, Vata Hashav Eshes Ha'ish Ki Navihu, V'yispalal Ba'atcha Vechyeh. Right, so what does it mean, Ki Navihu, that he's a Navi? So says Rabbi Yaakov there, Navi is used by someone who gives shiurim, and somebody who talks to the masses. Hishtamshu b'tevas Navi b'tkufa hi hakavana haisa la'adam hadoresh b'tzibur divrei chachma u'musar. Oshem ispalel ba'ad acherim. Public individual. Ki arei bizmana hu hayakoran la'navi b'shem haro'eh. V'yanasad ha'navi lo hayim echadim es ha'navi b'shem zeh. He says the navi is always meduyak. Is somebody a ro'eh, a navi, a chozeh? And that's why navi is someone who talks to the masses. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avimelech as well. And we mentioned in the past the thought that Rav Schachter has in Be'ikvei Atzon on page Kuf Lamed Hey, that's the so difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Right, we know Tanakh, the Gemara tells us in Megillah Dav Zayin, is the source of the concept of Tanakh is based on a pasuk. Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer. Zos is Torah. Why is Zos Torah? Because Zos is like the word Zeh. You could point. There's clarity. And the Torah is always reflected with clarity. Zeh. Like Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was with Zeh, not just with Zeh or Ko. Like the Rashi tells us at the beginning of Parshas Matos. So Zeh always represents clarity, could point. By the menorah, Zeh. Zeh always you could point and say clearly, this is what it is, and that's Torah. Torah represents clarity. Zos, Zikaron Basefer. Zikaron, Zachor in the Torah doesn't always mean to remember, but Zachor always means to mention, Lahazkir. Zachor is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, is to mention Shabbos. Zachor is Asher HaSolcha Amalek, is to mention what Amalek did to us. So too, Zachor is Lahazkir, to mention out loud, that's Nevuah. Niv Svatayim. That's the purpose, to share it. While Sefer is obviously something that was meant to be given to the masses, but only through the book, only through Sefer. So, though there were thousands, there were only certain individuals throughout history that were chosen to carry messages to the Am, and Yishayahu is one of the, quantitatively at least, he has a tremendous amount to tell Klal Yisrael, and that's what we have here in the Sefer. He had a very difficult job. Right, there are two parts to the Sefer, really, if we would split up Sefer Yishayahu. The first 39 prakim, Aleph through Lamed Tes, which is generally considered tochacha, right? Yishayahu telling everybody, you have to do better, there's going to be a churban. I'll have to get all to all the details and the reviews of history and the different times that he's talking to different people. And then the next 27 prakim, from Mem to Samachav, that's Nechama, that's Geula, that's saying, Befeish, what's it going to be like, Bezbana Geula, and there is interspersed other psukim here and there, but that's really what it is. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that this was going to be a tough job. The Medrash tells us in Vayikra Rabbah, in Parshat Tzav, Yud Beis, says the Medrash, B'Yishayahu, Amar Yishayahu, Metal Ayiti B'Veis Talmudai, V'Shamati Kol HaShel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I was walking in my Beis Medrash, and I heard the voice of Hashem, Omeres, Et Mi HaShalachu Mi Yilech Lanu. That's the pasuk in Yishayahu. That's the first time Hashem spoke to Yishayahu, is in Perek Vav. We'll see why it's in out of order. Et Mi HaShalachu Mi Yilech Lanu, Shalachti Et Micha, V'Hayu Makan Oso, Belechi. I already sent Micha, right? Remember we said Yishayahu was around with four other Nevi'im, Hosea, Amos, and Micha. I sent Micha, V'Hayu Makan Oso, Belechi. And they were beating him up. Right, Hadahu Dechziv, B'Shevet Yaku Alalechi. Shalachti Et Amos, V'Yikarno So Psilus, and they called him names. Damar Pinchas, Damar Nikrishmo Amos, Shaya Amos B'Lashono. Right, they were making fun of him. So, who's gonna go? Me'atot, Mi'a Shalach, Mi'alech Lanu. Omer, Yishayo responds, Hinei Shalcheni, I'm ready to go. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishaya B'ni, Tarchanim Sarvanim Heim. They're big trouble, these guys. Imatoz Mekabel Alecha, Lehispazos, V'Lilkos Mi'banai, if you accept to be disgraced and hit, Atolech Mishluchusi, then you could go. Then I want you. V'imlav, if you're not ready to sacrifice and be mevuze, Ein Atolech Mishluchusi. Right? This could be said to anybody in the Jewish public service. They can't be looking for covet. If you're looking for covet, it's not going to be successful. If you're looking just to do the Avodas Hashem, even if people are going to rank on you and hit you and ultimately kill you, right? They didn't say that to him. He says, Amar lo, Yishayahu says, Amanas kein, goy nasati l'makim ulechaye l'mortim, v'ini kedai l'lech b'shalich hosei tzol banach. And he said, I'm not even worthy. But that's what Yishayahu accepts. He accepts to be Amanas, even though it's going to be a tough job. What's interesting is that the Gemara in Baba Basra, on Daf Yudal, it says that Yishayahu is called Kulo Nechama. Right, and that's why, really what it should be, if you think about it, is Yirmiyahu should be first. In some orders, Yirmiyahu is first, which is all about the Chorban. Yechezkel is partially about the Chorban, and then partially about the Gula. And Yishayahu is called Kula Nechama. That should be third, but this is our order, the general order, that Tanakh has it. And that's why we do it in this order with Yishayahu first. But the Gemara calls it Kula Nechama. The question is, there's a lot of tochacha, but the answer that all the mafarshim give is that Yishayahu was all about do tshuva and it could be better, do tshuva and the churban won't happen. He was always trying to lift them up, come back, to prevent the churban. Hashem loves you, even in the first parak, which Beis Hashem will get to in the next year, even in the first parak, at the end of the first parak, which is the haftorah for Shabbos Chazon, at the end of that parak, we end the haftorah with this. But continue to the next parak. Remember, the prakim did not come from Jewish sources. So we have shiurim by prakim, but really it's not the that's just because it's easy to have chilukim like that. But the parak ends off, siyar b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveha b'tzdaka. And it continues that v'naru elav kol goyim ochamim rabim amru l'chunala be'el Bei Ar Hashem, everybody's going to come to the Beis HaMikdash, and Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. That pasuk is right here in Parak Beis in Yishayahu, and then maybe the most famous pasuk in Yishayahu, the Chitzu Charvo Sam Leitim Bechanino So Seim Amazne Rose. Right, the swords will become plowshares. Lo Yisal Goyel Goyel Charev. Vloyim Udo Mechama. That's already right at the beginning, even in Shabbos Chazon, even the most tragic of Torah. We already have the positive Alvik, Hashem loves you, and of course the Shiva de Nechemta, and the end of the Sefer is all about Ke'ula, even the end of Mishnah Torah, the end of the Mishnah, the Rambam, the last line of all Mishnah Torah, when the Rambam talks about Mashiach, he ends with a pasuk from Sefer Yishayahu. Uba'oso Azman, says the Rambam, Lo Yesham, Lo Ra'av, Velo Milchama, Velo Kinevatacharis. Yishayahu Anavi talks about most of the Sefer Yishayahu, we'll see, might not have happened yet. There was no hunger, there won't be any hunger or war, Lo Kina Vitacharis. Shahatova Tihia Mushpa As Harbe. There'll just be goodness. V'chola Ma'adanim Mitsuyin Ka'afar. There'll be tons of tasty foods and everything. V'lo Yeh Esek Ha'la Olam Elo Ladas As Hashem Bovad. The only thing people will be interested in doing is knowledge of God. Lefichach Yu Yisro Chachamim Gedolim V'yotim Dvarim Hastumim V'yasigu Das Baram Kifiko Ha'adam. We will understand as much as we could. Shene Emar, Kimola Ha'or, is Deas Hashem, Kamayim, Layam, Mechasim. So that's the Yishayahu, makes it in. Just a number of points about the content itself. Well, number one, we spoke about the content that we just mentioned, that it's really split into two. Some of the psukim, more in Yishayahu than any other Sefer in Tanakh, have been misunderstood by other nations, by Christian Bible scholars, but that is something that we have to realize, that we have to stand up and be strong and understand the psukim properly. Right? The Rav Schwab writes about this in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yuches. He quotes that a Talmid Chacham has to be a baki b'chaf Dalet Sfarim, just like a kala is miskashetes with 24 pieces of jewelry, so to a Talmud Chacham. So what does that mean? So he quotes the Nitziv in the Akdamah to the She'iltos. He says that if you have, in those days there was a special 24 pieces of jewelry that a Kala went out with. If you weren't a Kala and you went out with his jewelry, it would look silly. It would look inappropriate. It would look like a Zona. It would look like, what are you doing? It's disgusting. It's not for you. So he says the same thing with Talmud Chacham, who tries to wear these beautiful 24 jewelry pieces of Tanakh, but he's not the Kala. What does that mean? He's not a Talmud Chacham. He's not based on Chazal. He's not based and rooted in Mesorah. Then that's exactly the comparison. It's terrible. It's inappropriate. If all you have is the jewelry, but you don't have what it goes on, Yatsimimeno Kilko Gadol. And he quotes, it's even the Gemara in Brachas. Rabbi Elazar says in Brachas, Daf Chav Ches, Min'u b'neichem min ahigayon, v'hoshivum ben birki talmidei chachamim. Rashi says, that's talking about learning Tanakh. Learn Tanakh, but don't learn it without, based on chachamim. Right? That's very crucial, especially in Sefer Yeshayo. If there is something that we can't understand, then we have to say, we can understand. There's some sukkim that we don't know what it's referring to. And Rabbi Schwab, there's a beautiful sefer of Rabbi Schwab on Yosefer Yeshayo. His son wrote the Hakdama there. So he says that his father said, even, right, he says there are a lot of things in Sefer Yeshayo we won't know the answers to, we don't understand fully the pshatim. The Rambam even says this also, the end of Sefer Malachim. We won't know what nevuahs will really be, and we're not supposed to spend time trying to figure out, if we can't figure out a certain nevuah and what's it going to be like in Yemos HaMashiach, we should study to the best of our abilities. But what certain things are, and let's add, why Sefer Yeshayo doesn't seem to be exactly in order. Perek Aleph is a later nevuah than Perek Vav. Perek Vav, we'll see, Beshem clearly is the beginning of Yeshayahu's prophetic years. Perek Vav, Hashem says, who wants to come? Yeshayahu says, I'll come. Right, so the reason, the order is not clear. So Rabbi Schwab's son, Rabbi Moshe Schwab, writes, the reason for the order of the Nevuos and their restatement is often not apparent to us. However, we are firmly convinced and have Emunas Chachamim, trust in the veracity of our great Torah scholars, that Chizkiyahu v'siyato had an order and a system to their redaction of these nevuos. While this may elude us now, hopefully one day when these nevuos are fully realized, the Jewish people will understand the reason these great chachamim placed the immortal prophecies of Yeshayo Anavi in the order that we find them today. So that is something that we'll have to wait for. We will do our best over these prakim, but we will realize that it are nevuos. There are many stories alluded to, as we mentioned earlier. Probably the most time given is to the time of Sancheriv. Sancheriv and the surrounding Yerushalayim with Chizkiyahu, when Chizkiyahu was sick, and then overnight 185,000 of his men died. We'll see, we spoke about that in Malachim, even more so in Divrei Hayamim, but Be'ez Hashem, we will talk all about this. Okay, these are a couple of points to think about as we start the Sefer, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with Perek Aleph of Sefer Yeshayahu.